previously on Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers. But how are we supposed to help a wasp and a bee? We can understand animals, not insects. Why don't we get Luca? He might have a gadget that can help us.
Let me have a look in my bag and see what I have. Aha! Here it is, my insect translator.
It's working!
I'm not a wasp, I'm of a fly. Animals use disguises and camouflage all the time. And I know just the place where you can see it in action.
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
So where are you taking us to, Hoverfly?
To here. Marsden Moor, everybody.
Ooh.
Sorry my directions were so bad. I forgot some of you can't fly.
I did wonder what you meant by take a right and climb to an altitude of about 100 metres.
I brought you all here to show you that insect imitators are very common. And it's not just insects. All sorts of bigger animals do it too.
It looks like there's lots of great nature walks around here.
So, is this Marsden Moor?
Yes, Mole.
Just as I thought. Hey, what is a moor?
Great question, Mole. We have lots of moors in the UK. A moor is a big area of open country that's usually quite dry and covered in heather.
I see. One more question. Are there any...
There are loads of worms around here, Mole. Knock yourself out.
Woohoo! Riggly, jiggly worms for all.
I don't think I've ever seen so many bees buzzing around the same place.
And wasps. Don't forget the wasps, dragonfly.
Yes, of course. And wasps.
And hoverflies. Don't forget hoverflies, dragonfly.
Yes, and hoverflies. I don't have time to name every insect I see.
So, hoverfly, do insects really think you're a wasp?
Yep, unless they see me hover. Other than that, I can do a picture-perfect wasp impression.
Let's see it, then.
I don't want to see this. It could be offensive to my kind.
Come on, wasp. You have to learn to laugh at yourself a little.
Okay, hang on. Give me a minute. Make sure I get this right. Ooh, I'm a wasp. I'm so angry all the time. Sting, sting, sting. I don't even make honey. Sting, sting, sting.
Hey, that doesn't sound anything like me.
It does look like you, though.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
As long as it looks like a wasp, I'm okay. Wasps have quite a fearsome reputation, you know. Nobody wants to mess with a wasp.
Oh, shucks.
Can you do an impression of a dragon, dragonfly?
Not really. No, I think it's just a name that...
Oh, come on, you must be able to do a dragon impression if you're a dragonfly.
Honestly, no, I can't.
I did my wasp impression for everyone. Show us your dragon impression.
Come on, dragonfly, let's see it.
Yeah, I bet it's really good.
Oh, all right.
Yay!
Oh, okay, let's see now. Here we go. Hello, mate. I'm a dragon. I love to eat little piggies. Now come out before I blow your house down.
Good to know there are crickets around here anyway.
Do dragons eat pigs?
I think so.
What's all this about blowing a house down?
Look, I'm not even sure what a dragon is so...
I think that was more of a big bad wolf impression, dragonfly.
Okay. Well, I did say I didn't want to do the impression in the first place.
Everybody, shush. We're being watched.
We are? By who?
Over there, in the heather. See the eyes?
Who could that be?
I hope we're not being hunted.
If we are, at least we have wasp here to protect us.
Two wasps. Don't forget about my wasp impression.
Whatever it is, it's staying very still.
I'm going to take a closer look.
Roxy, no! What if it's a big giant predator?
On the moor? Don't be silly, dragonfly.
Be careful not to frighten it, Roxy.
I won't. Everybody be nice and quiet. Hey, little guy. Are you okay in there? Do you want to come out and say hi?
Oh, I can't watch.
There's a good... whatever you are. Come on out. Come on.
Roxy's really close to it now. No sudden movements.
Hey, what's all that rumbling sound?
Oh, worms for all!
Mole!
Shush!
What's going on? I brought worms! This moor is loaded with the wriggliest, jiggliest worms.
We know about the worms. Roxy is trying to find out who or what is watching us.
What do you mean, that pair of eyes over there?
Yeah. Why are you laughing, Mole?
That's a butterfly.
Butterflies don't have big eyes like that.
Some of their wings do. Watch.
Mole, don't shake the bush.
Here comes the butterfly.
It is a butterfly.
See? What did I say? Insects use disguises and camouflage all the time.
That butterfly's wings had eyes.
What a wonderful little surprise.
Ranger Ray, look at this funny-looking stick.
Maybe it's a piece of bramble or a...
That stick just moved!
Oh, why is the stick moving?
Because it's a stick insect.
A stick that isn't a stick?
Can someone explain this quick?
Stick insects can disguise themselves to look exactly like sticks. It's a great way to hide from predators.
I didn't realise we had stick insects in the UK.
We do. They're not native, though. All three species of stick insect we have in the UK come all the way from New Zealand.
That's a long way to come, just to pretend to be a stick.
Look over there. It's a tiny snake.
Hey, that's not a tiny snake. That's a... Oh, dear, could it be? It's a giant worm.
No, Mole, leave it alone.
I must have the giant worm.
Grab hold of Mole.
It's a tiny snake, not a giant worm.
Giant worm!
Tiny snake!
Giant worm!
Tiny snake!
Could you both stop arguing over what you think I am? Oh, sorry, Mr. Giant Worm.
Sorry, that was so rude of us.
Come on then, which are you? A giant worm or a tiny snake? I'm neither. I'm a legless lizard.
A what?
Everybody, this is Slow Worm.
Slow what?
But it's not an actual worm.
Oh.
As it already explained, it's a legless lizard.
Yeah, so you can stop licking your lips at me like that, Mole. Fine, I'll just go off and catch some actual worms. Anybody want some?
No!
Great, more worms for me!
Was that a worm or a snake?
Such an easy mistake to make.
A stick that isn't a stick.
Can someone explain this quick?
That butterfly's wings had eyes.
What a wonderful little surprise.
There are times we insects must address our defensive limitations.
And we do that by indulging in some insect imitations.
You think you saw me yesterday, but I must make a confession.
That was just an overfly with our famous wasp impression.
Any insects out there lacking big and pointy claws?
Or ones that don't have sharp teeth awaiting in their jaws?
There is something you can do to keep yourselves intact.
All you have to do is learn to act, act, act.
Tonight on The Masked Stinger, I, Overfly, will be disguised as... a wasp. Buzz. Buzz, buzz. I'm a wasp. Buzz.
Woo!
Look out! A wasp!
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait, it's just a hoverfly.
Was that a worm?
Or a snake? Such an easy mistake to make. A stick that isn't a stick. Can someone explain this quick? That butterfly's wings have eyes. What a wonderful little surprise.
Yay!
Hooray! Oh, lovely.
That was a fantastic song.
You should all be in a band together.
But what would we be called?
How about the Pollinators?
That's perfect, Roxy.
Introducing the Pollinators with their smash hit, Pollen Count.
We're making a beeline for the top of the charts.
And we're gonna wasp a wasp away to No, that doesn't work. Wasps this? Like, what's this? Oh, forget it. It's just too hard to do wasp puns.
It's incredible how animals always find ways to use the world around them to their advantage.
I'm sure it is, Roxy, and that's why it's important we provide animals with the right habitats to thrive in, and all the amazing conservation work we see going on across the UK.
Hey, Ranger A.
What is it, Mole? Did you find more worms?
Of course I found more worms. I always find more worms. But I wanted to ask you, do we have hummingbirds in the UK?
No, hummingbirds are not native to the UK.
Yes. That's what I thought. Because I saw one over there.
Really? Where?
This way. Follow me.
Mole?
Oh, right, of course. I forgot you can't all dig like me. Looks like we're walking.
Where is this hummingbird, Mole?
Over there. Look, it's feeding on those flowers.
Wow, Mole is right. That does look like a hummingbird.
Maybe it escaped from a bird sanctuary somewhere.
I'm not sure that's a hummingbird.
Yeah, it sure looks like one to me.
And me.
Do you think it's some other species of bird, hoverfly?
I don't even think it's a bird at all.
But what else could it be?
I'm an insect impressionist, so I know how to spot other impressionists when I see them. Game recognises game.
I think you're right, hoverfly.
But if it's not a hummingbird, what is it?
It's a moth!
A moth?
Yes, a hummingbird hawk moth.
So why does it have hawk in its name if it looks like a hummingbird?
Why do you have dragon in your name if you don't look like a dragon?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Moths come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. The hummingbird hawk moth looks almost identical to a hummingbird, even down to the way it feeds. But really, it's a big moth.
That's amazing. It's the best animal impression I've ever seen. Sorry, hoverfly.
That's okay, Roxy. I can't compete with an impression as good as that.
I bet they can't sing as good as you, though.
You're right. That's not a bird. It's a moth, though they look cut from the very same cloth.
Look out! A wasp!
Oh, dear!
Oh, my!
Oh, wait, it's just a hoverfly. Was that a worm or a snake? Such an easy mistake to make. A stick that isn't a stick. Can someone explain this quick? That butterfly's wings have eyes. What a wonderful little surprise.
Yay!
I love that song. I can't wait to buy the pollinator's first single.
Come on, wildlifers. It sounds like another animal needs our help. Goodbye, wasp, bee and hoverfly. It was lovely to meet you.
Bye-bye, wildlifers.
Wildlifers away!
It's Ranger Ray and the